This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. Congress has passed spending legislation and averted an imminent government shutdown. We get more from AP's Jennifer King.
Exciting to keep government open.
With hours to spare, Congress sent legislation to avoid a partial federal shutdown to President Biden. The legislation did not raise the debt limit, but keeps the government funded through December 3rd. It includes over $28 billion in relief for those recovering from Hurricane Ida and other natural disasters, and over $6 billion to support the resettlement of Afghanistan evacuees. The House approved the short-term funding measure with a bipartisan 254-175 vote, although a majority of Republicans in both chambers voted against it. Jennifer King, Washington.
The United States has condemned Ethiopia's decision to kick out seven United Nations officials whom it accused of meddling in the country's internal affairs. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said depriving your own citizens of the basic means of survival is unacceptable and warned that Washington could impose financial sanctions on those who obstruct humanitarian assistance to the people of Ethiopia. The people expelled include five with the UN Humanitarian Agency, one from the UN Human Rights Office, and the one UNICEF representative in the country. Ethiopia's government has accused humanitarian workers of supporting the Tigrayan forces who have been fighting its soldiers and allied forces since November. Aid workers have denied it. On Wall Street, stocks ended the month of September on a sour note, with the Dow Jones Industrials dropping 1.59%, the S&P fell by 1.19%, and the NASDAQ lost 0.44%. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news,